there's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Michelin tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Hello and welcome. It's our number two. So Reggie Bush, that's a football player in the past. He tossed that million-dollar smile. He's getting his Heisman Trophy back. He had given it away, and now he demanded it back, and the Heisman Trust said, okay, we'll bring it to you. So does this open a can of worms for the NCAA? Also, thumbs up or thumbs down, are the Lions making a tactical mistake not extending Jared Goff? And give me the good, the bad, and the ugly of the 2020 draft. Why? All these NFL teams are like, well, you can't really judge a draft. You have to wait several years. Oh, all right, we waited. It's 4 years out. Time now for us to break down the 2020 NFL Draft with the Maller Report Card and more. Coming your way right now. Here it is, our number two. The push that paid off. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, right next door, as we move at a glacial pace, coast to coast, border to border and beyond, on the vast and sizably powerful microphones of FSR, emanating live. From the box, we stand on top of the soapbox. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Cowboy Drew is busy playing that video game, the farming game, but he thinks that's a lot. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And our lead this hour from the Downtown Athletic Club in New York City. For many, many years, that was the hub of the Heisman Trophy. Major decision was made. You might have heard about it, maybe not, as this is NFL draft day. But somebody that was drafted years ago into the NFL and won a Heisman and then lost a Heisman, well, new development. The Heisman Trust has announced that it is formally, quote, reinstating Reggie Bush 14 years after the USC football star said bye-bye to the 2005 Heisman Trophy because of what was, at the time, a major violation that was sanctioned against USC football because Reggie Bush was getting paid? Oh, my God. Name, image, and likeness changes were behind the move. They were referenced in a prepared statement released by the Heisman folks. And this has led to the pearl-clutching crowd saying, oh, my God, this is just the tip of the spear. So let us discuss the question. Reggie Bush getting the Heisman Trophy back. Does this open up a can of worms for the NCAA? So I've got testimonial, Jimmy Cliff, and Golden Fleece. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to wreak havoc, which many people seem to think is going to happen to the NCAA because of this. Now, number one.
Number one.
Yeah, Lorena might have been taking a bite of food there. Let me try that again. Number one.
Number one.
A little better. It's a little better. All right, so some breathless reactions to the Reggie Bush news. I always enjoy the over-the-top reactions. The sky is falling. It's Armageddon. I enjoy that. I live for that. So the claims are, if you haven't been paying attention, that this opens up Pandora's box, that since Reggie Bush is getting the Heisman back, schools like Southern Methodist, better known as SMU, if you're old, you remember, you know, 40 years ago they got the death penalty because Eric Dickerson was getting paid and other people. Ohio State players more recently, they were getting compensated for memorabilia with tattoos and other things. Remember the Tennessee story where players were walking around with McDonald's bags filled with cash? And to that, to the idea that all of those things now are in play, that there'll be lawsuits here, there, and everywhere, to that we say take a breath. Because I spent 1 minute of my life that I will not get back, a minute-long Mueller review, and after that investigation, the answer is no. And here's why. Reggie Bush, let me say this very carefully and slowly, Reggie Bush got his trophy back from the Heisman Trust, not the NCAA. These are two completely independent operations. What this is, though, is a testimonial to the power of money and the power of the University of Southern California Alumni Association. There were thousands of dollars, not of Reggie Bush's money, that were spent. There was a grassroots movement. This has been going on for 4 or 5 years at least. I know driving around Los Angeles that there were billboards up off the 405 freeway and some other places saying, give Reggie Bush back his Heisman. You're probably thinking, why would that matter? It doesn't matter because the Heisman folks live in New York. They're not in L.A. But this is more of a symbolic win for Reggie Bush. And a lot of it's because of the bots on social media and the uproar on the socials. But it doesn't change the NCAA's situation. And Reggie Bush, for those that have not followed and read the fine print, Reggie Bush, from what I understand, is still involved in a defamation lawsuit against the NCAA over comments they made about the Heisman. So it is conceivable that the fact that Reggie Bush is getting back the Heisman will help that argument, saying, hey, you slandered me and you defamed me and now I got my trophy back. But that'll be decided by the courts. Stay tuned. Now, page two, we shuffle off to the NFL. It is a big day on the calendar. If you're a draft nick, if you're a nerd, if you enjoy random names of people being read, the draft is such a spectacle now. I have a love-hate relationship with it. It's so over the top. They bring in celebrities, and it's a dog and pony show. And, it was like the Marriott Marquis in Times Square. They had the NFL draft when I was a kid. And it was a bunch of middle-aged people sitting around. And there was just not a lot going on. There was no real entertainment value. Now they try to jazz it up. And for some people, it works. I watch the top 10 picks. And then I'm out. Now, this is not about the NFL draft because there's a story out of Detroit where the draft is being held. But we're told that Jared Goff is not getting a contract extension with the Lions anytime soon. Now, that's newsworthy because the Detroit football team robbed a couple of banks, and they signed their star tackle, Penny Sewell to a big contract. Amon-Ra St. Brown got a massive contract, but not the quarterback. So thumbs up or thumbs down, thumbs up, thumbs down, are the Lions making a tactical error not extending Jared Goff? So I'm going to go thumbs down. I do not believe they are making a tactical mistake. I don't buy that. This is actually a wise move for the Detroit football team. Jared Goff is entering a lame duck season, which I'm okay with, right? I'm okay with that. And clearly the Lions are okay, unless they fold before training camp, which could still happen, right? But as we are talking right now, we have to worry about the show today. We can't worry about the show tomorrow. We can't worry about the show in July when training camp opens up. As we're doing the show today, the Lions are holding firm. And that's okay. And they should do that. The musical melody for this story at this point is a Jimmy Cliff classic from the 70s. Actions speak louder than words. Jared Goff is an afterthought. He's not a priority. Not a priority. He's on track to become a free agent in 2025. Now, the move here, which teams rarely do because the players hate it, the Lions could place the dreaded franchise tag on Jared Goff so they can get him an extra year after that. Now, occasionally that backfires. But I also fully am open and admit that I still have PTSD from watching Jared Goff with the Rams. He's actually been better with the Lions. He's a mid-level quarterback, which is all you really need. You can win a Super Bowl with a mid-level quarterback. Ask Nick Foles about that. He's not my guy. So I'm fine with the Lions making him sweat a little bit. I'm okay with that. It's not my money. All right, final point. We have a tradition on this show. A lot of the things that we've done this for a while, and one of the things that we do is we hold football executives accountable. If you watch the draft and you consume the draft, you will often hear executives and coaches say, do not judge the draft right away. You can't judge the draft right away. Now, I realize that on Sunday night and Monday, there will be immediate report cards on the draft. We'll probably do one tomorrow because I got to fill content. So they always say, let it marinate. Don't judge a book by its cover, all those cliches. Okay, fine. Okay, that's fine. So they do this, of course, because they have plausible deniability. They figure that no one will actually go back and do it. Enter the Ben Maller Show. You want to bet on that? All right, so let's go back. We're going to set the hot tub time machine to 2020. Oh, boy, that was a bad year. Pandemic. Give me the good, the bad, and the ugly of the 2020 NFL draft. The good, the bad, and the ugly. So the good, all right, the good is the number one pick, Joe Burrow. The NFL's second ranked quarterback on Maller's big board behind Patrick Mahomes. Mahomes is way ahead. He's like secretariat, but Joe Burrow's number two. He's number two. The Vikings, they got Justin Jefferson in that draft in the first round. CeeDee Lamb drafted by Dallas. So that's the good also. There's actually, those guys are great. Put them in the great category. Certainly Jefferson and Burrow. CeeDee Lamb's on the fence on that. But the good players, the good, the bad, and the other, the good players, Tua Tagovailoa, Justin Herbert. I said good, not great. Like, they put up big numbers. I don't trust Tua in a big game. I don't trust Herbert in a big game. But they're good stat guys, and a lot of people love stat guys, and they're good stat guys, so fine. The bad, hail to the Redskins. I guess they were called the Washington football team in 2020. I can't keep track. But the team in Washington took a defensive end named Chase Young, who is built like Adonis and plays like Cookie Monster. So he was drafted number two. And then Detroit, they drafted a defensive back named Jeff Okuda with the number two pick, or number three pick in that draft. And so both those guys are on their third team now, which I'm told is not good. The ugly, the absolute ugliest of the ugly, I would argue, we've been doing this for a long time, this is the single most embarrassing, humiliating draft in the history of this show that we have broken down for first-round picks. The ugly of the ugliest, the Golden Fleece Award goes to the Raiders. That's right, the Raiders. That draft in the first round, this was the draft they picked wide receiver Henry Ruggs, with the 12th overall pick and a defensive back named Damon Arnett from Ohio State with the number 19 pick. Since that draft, Arnett was arrested on gun and meth charges. Ruggs is currently in jail in Nevada, serving 3 to 10 years in prison. You might remember the 2021 drunk driving crash that killed a young lady in Vegas and her dog. They were barbecued alive because of Ruggs. And they were both drafted in the first round of the 2020 draft. That's like that's not ugly. That's like something lower than ugly. And let me point out also, for those that have been convinced that the draft is the Holy Land and you're going to get amazing players, every year your team's going to get one or two great players. So in the 2020 draft, there were 255 players selected. Out of those 255 players, how many of them have made a first-team All-Pro? That's the highest honor you can get. Pro Bowl doesn't matter. Pro Bowl is a volleyball game. Highest honor in the NFL, and the only honor that really matters, is first-team All-Pro. How many players drafted in 2020, 255, how many of them were first-team All-Pro? All right, pens down. Survey says 7. That's it. That's all. Now, using Maller math on the back of the back of the napkin, that works out to 2.7% of the players drafted in 2020. Many of them are not even in the NFL anymore. They're now working real jobs because it didn't work out for them. But a 2.7% hit rate. And that's where we are. It is the Ben Maller Show. That's what you're listening to. Tell a friend. And if they can't stay up late, try the podcast. It's got no calories. And it won't cost you anything. It's absolutely free. Some people charge. We don't. Well, no one would pay for it, but that's aside the point. If you would like to be part, speakeasy rules are in effect. You can call up, scream, shout, yell, all that good stuff. Also available on X. I might read your comments on the air. No waiting if you don't have the... You don't have it in you to stay on hold. I get it. It's not for everybody. But you can send me a message on X at Ben Maller. Clearing out the notebook. Clearing out the notebook and the Shady Bears. The Shady Bears have struck again. We'll get to that and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zen 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zen nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zen isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zen 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
The great silent majority of listeners to The Ben Maller Show sit on the sidelines, never having their opinions heard. You're invited to break the glass ceiling by taking up gigabytes with The Ben Maller Show. Just follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post that and follow our executive producer. He is manning the phones, but he is more than just a call screener. He is the liar, liar, and the menace of the Fox Sports Radio Network. It's the Coop the Loop, Justin Cooper, and he's at UH Bronco Fan.
Who the heck is Justin Cooper?
I just told you. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
A programming note coming up next hour. If you keep listening, and based on these things called consultants, you'll probably not be listening. But if you are listening next hour, you will be rewarded with Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers. That's next hour. You can start sending those questions in. Use the hashtag AskBenAndFriends. So if you've ever wanted to know the favorite type of sandwich that Lorena enjoys, or the type of fries I like. Do I like curly fries? Do I like seasoned fries? Do I like the potato wedge fries? You can ask those kind of questions. We normally don't do sporty. We try to avoid the sporty. We do the sporty the rest of the time, unless we don't. So if you want to send a question, ask Ben. Hashtag ask Ben. That'll be coming up next hour for a good chunk of time. So if you've ever wanted to know something about us, and we're so fascinating. We're the most fascinating people on in the middle of the night.
Now, Ben, I know that you do,
yes,
not,
Eddie.
You do not eat bacon.
I do not eat the bacon, the swine. No, I do not, Eddie.
But do you enjoy the smell of bacon?
I do.
Yeah.
See, that's the kind of question you can ask, Eddie. Yes. Well, it smells wonderful. I blame my parents for that because when I was a kid, you know, there were some reasons for that. But yeah. I don't partake in the swine. No.
Well, if you were here and not at the Maller Mansion, you would smell the sweet, sweet smell of bacon that is permeating throughout the area here, because Lorena has cooked up some bacon for a delicious BLT.
I did.
It smells wonderful, by the way.
You cook it in the microwave? There's no stove.
No, there's like
there.
that oven there, that toaster oven thing.
Oh, the toaster oven?
Yes, I was actually quite creative. I brought it deconstructed. I cooked the bacon right before I left my house and then put it all in the toaster oven, assembled it, and it's delicious.
BLT assemble.
That's great. And Lorena was running down the menu. It's an 8-course meal tonight that you're having overnight here, Lorena. 8 courses?
Yes. Yes, Ben.
Okay.
It started with a Snickers ice cream bar.
Wow. Dessert first.
Yeah. Mm. Well, just in case you don't live, Eddie, you got to eat dessert first. You never know. At any moment, you could check out. You got to enjoy life, Eddie.
I'm not a big dessert guy.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
All right.
I'm not saying I don't like it, but I'm not. It's not my favorite thing.
I had the greatest dessert, my favorite dessert, Eddie, which is at Ghirardelli's.
Banana cream pie? Oh.
No, I like banana cream pie, but Ghirardelli's, they have this cookie sundae.
Yeah.
Oh, man, so good. Amazing. Greatest dessert I've ever had. And it costs like $20 now. When I first started going there, it was like $10. It's up to 20.
Well, it ain't getting any cheaper, I'm sure.
I blame Putin. It's the Putin price hike, Eddie. That's why it's $20. I blame Vladimir Putin.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll get to the clearing of the notebook. A lot of reaction to the Maller monologue and these phone calls, the riveting phone calls that are coming in here one after another. Mr. Luciano says 10 out of 10 on the Maller monologue with some extra McDonald's fries on the side. The hell with the Raiders. There he goes. Ferg Dog says, sadly, it looks like the integrity of the Heisman Trust died with O.J. Simpson. He says, Reggie Bush is a fraud, and if I was in control, he'd never get his trophy back. Wow. Tough Fergie. Did they have a deal? Said, Reggie, until O.J. croaks, you're not getting the Heisman back. And then O.J. died, and they're like, okay, he's dead. You get the Heisman back. You're good. Greatest college football player I've ever seen in my life, Reggie Bush. No one even close. That guy was a cheat code on a video game, and I was lucky enough in those days to watch him. There was no NFL team in L.A. The Rams had left. The Raiders had left. And USC was that. That was it. All the celebrities, back when people liked celebrities, they were all there hanging out. My favorite memory of that time, at the Coliseum, before they renovated the L.A. Coliseum, I walked into an elevator, and it was me, the elevator operator, and then these two guys snuck in right before the doors closed. And one of them was Rick Fox, who had been a big star with the Lakers and was still playing, I believe, at that time. And then the other one was a guy named Spike Lee, who's made a lot of movies. And the doors closed, and it was me, those two guys, and then the elevator operator. And Spike Lee looked at me, and I was very fat at the time. And he looked at me, and he gave me this stare like, oh, my God, where's my – like he needed his, like, security guard or something like that. He was worried I was going to do something. It was very funny. I can still envision that in my head when I close my eyes. I'm sure you've had memories like that in your life, right? We all have.
Late night drug test.
Yeah. Late night drug test says the only time a return to the trophy is newsworthy is when the Astros give back the hunk of metal to man fraud. May never happen in our lifetime. How about the next commissioner? The next commissioner can take away the trophy. Yeah. Eugene says, all right, Maller, Eugene in Chicago, how many of your favorite pro athletes are on the Reggie Bush plan? He says, all of them. Midnight Walker writes in from Syracuse. He says, tonight's the night. It's the NFL draft, and it's going to be lots of fun. The Vikings are looking for a franchise QB. Will they be able to get it done? All right, let's go to the phones. And who do we have here? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's say hello to Strip Club John, who's in Cleveland. Hello, Strip Club John.
Ben Maller, how you doing?
If I was any better, I would be a Celtic, but not a Boston Celtic, because they lost to lowly Miami without Jimmy Buckets. It's embarrassing.
And Lorena, how you doing?
Good as ever.
No, that's good. Good to hear. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
How about some respect for the Cleveland two franchises nationally?
What do you want me to do here? What do you want?
Well, I mean, they're 2-0 in the playoffs. They've held their opponent less than 90 points each game.
Yeah.
And the Indians get, or the Guardians, sorry, forgive me, I should be shot for saying that. the Guardians have the best record in baseball.
I know, yeah. That's and both those things are true.
Nobody talks about them.
Yeah, well, that is accurate.
Nobody talks about them.
No. We talk about controversy. There's no controversy with those teams. There's none. Like we need, and you're right. Cleveland. I've not mentioned the Cavaliers Orlando series because I don't find it very interesting. So I haven't mentioned it. Just like I haven't mentioned the Thunder and the Pelicans. I don't find that interesting. So it's got to be somewhat compelling. Like if Cleveland does win and the Cavs look like they're going to win, I promise you we'll get a lot of Cavs talk on the show because they'll be in a series and it'll be a high profile matchup. Whoever they play, I think I know who they're going to play in the next round, and then.
And then they're going to play the Celtics. And yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Well, I don't know if they're going to get killed, but that'll be good. So, yeah. Huh. Are you feeling down, John? It's okay, John. You work at a strip club. How can you feel down?
Sometimes you like to see people with clothes on. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
really?
Oh. Yeah, sometimes.
All right. Yeah, there you go. Well, we're all wearing clothes, I think. I don't
too
know.
Too many boobs, you know. Too many boobs.
I have a satin nightgown on.
I have the same problem. The boobs I deal with are the ones that call in. That's the problem. Yes.
And I have to deal with the drunks every day, too.
Yeah. Well, we have that in common. We've talked about that in the past.
We've talked about that before. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a similar clientele.
Send booby traps.
Often we get the leftovers.
Booby traps.
we get the leftovers, the guys that go to see you, and then they don't have any success, and then they listen to me. That's usually
how
that
works. You. Yeah, they call you exactly. Same clientele.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, thank you, John. Sure. All right,
buddy. Bye, buddy.
The great strip club, John. The great listeners over the years. He's told many wonderful stories from behind the velvet ropes at the club.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit. And no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Some more news from the NFL. The Detroit Lions handing out some money. They have signed wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown, 4 years, $120 million extension, $77 million is guaranteed. And they also signed standout offensive lineman Penei Sewell. He gets a 4-year, $112 million deal, the largest ever given to an offensive lineman.
Well, good for them. Good for them.
Good for the players, yeah.
I hope they have good accountants. They can squirrel. Did they get the Ohtani plan where they make $7 a year and then they get all the money when they're retired? Did they get
I don't
that?
Believe so, no.
Probably not. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show as we roll on, chopping down the overnight hours. And later this hour, we will have Maller to the third degree. But are you tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com. to find a location nearest you, that's expresspros.com. But wait, there's more. Big thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio tonight. Can you believe we've made it to the draft tonight? 8 p.m. Eastern throughout the first round of the draft. Insider Jay Glazer. Big name, Cardinals, former Cardinals GM. If he was still working for the Cardinals, I'm assuming he would not be on our draft coverage. Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, and Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone. You've heard of all of those people, and they will be on the air. Pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That is tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here, Fox Sports Radio, the iHeart app, presented by Express Pros. I know you'll be tuned in. You'll be hanging out. Absolute. Mason in Huntington Beach says USC should have made Reggie Bush work to get his Heisman Trophy back. He should have had to run through the
the protesters and knock them over. Yeah, that would have been good. I did see some of those, at least USC, unlike Columbia, the USC security actually doing something, which is kind of nice to see. I like that. Let's go to the phones and we'll say hello to Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo. Let's say hello to Mark, the full name guy in Medford, Oregon. Hello, Mark, the full name guy. Oh, he's not paying any attention or he fell asleep. Let's see here. Mark. Marky Mark.
Let's try another button.
All right, we'll hit another button. Let's go to Hollering James, who also has a tendency of falling asleep in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hello, Hollering James. No need to mention the name of a woman from Montana, Hollering James.
Good. Let's keep it clean and honest. I'm 4 Red Bulls, 6 cans of Mountain Dew, and 2 regular Pepsis.
That's good for your heart.
That sounds like a perfect night at Hollering James' bedside right there.
No, that was for breakfast.
Oh, all right. And have you taken all your pills today? Have you taken your many pills?
The 26 pills in the morning came through. The 26 pills in the evening came through. And I'm on Suboxone. I'm on Suboxone.
Transformers, narcotics in disguise.
What's that?
Transformers, narcotics in disguise.
No, Suboxone. Look it up. I can't spell it. There goes my pink cans.
Wow, that's wonderful. And how do you afford to buy those? I thought you don't have a job. You're not working. How do you afford those?
To Joe Biden, sleepy Joe. James, don't sleep. Don't you know?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Wow.
Hard to believe you take those.
Yeah, wow. So now you're down now because you said before you took 36 pills in the morning and 36 in the evening. You're down to 26.
They lowered me, man. Okay. I'm on the Suboxone.
Yeah. Well, because we did the math before and we determined that on 36 pills a day, you were doing that for how many years did you do 36 pills a day?
It was quite a few years ever since I've been in the group homes. It's been one of the
Okay, so 36 pills a day. So we did the math, Lorena, and he per year he was keeping Pfizer in business. He was taking 26,000 wow. pills per year just on the pills that he was taking at the facility there. 26,280.
Plus the insulin shots, the Hemalog and Lantos.
And attention, James, that's tremendous. Attention advertisers, you can reach this clientele like Hollering James. You can get your commercials read to Hollering James right here.
Hey, Ben, I'm a survivor. What? When I talked to Doc Mike, and I saw Doc Mike at the meet and greet in Minnesota. That was the best speech of Doc Mike could ever give me. He said, I didn't need all them pills. He said, no, I just need to get consultation with Doc Mike and consultation with Doc Mike, and yeah. I could be healed with all them drug pills.
Now, did Doc tell you that he's not an actual doctor? Did he explain that part to you, that he's not an actual doctor?
I had Hans Paul Meyer. Hans Paul Meyer worked on my bag, didn't have a license. He was collecting money from insurance companies, car insurance companies. And he helped an American family go against me. Okay. And I lost all my money.
I know. All right. All right. Go back. Have another Red Bull. I got to go. Thank you. All right. Clearing the notebook. This is the time, the next half a day, till about midday. Draft is tonight. You got to send out every rumor, all the nonsense to get that click and clout, the click and clout. For example, some of the reports, I love this, overwhelming majority, weasel term, overwhelming majority of NFL people believe that Malik Nabers will be drafted ahead of Marvin Harrison on tonight's draft. I saw that Jaden Daniels revealed that he slept with the Heisman Trophy after winning the award at LSU in New York. He went to bed. I don't know that he made out with the Heisman. I don't know if he consummated the relationship, but he did sleep with the Heisman Trophy, which I don't think would be good to sleep with. It seems like a kind of a big luggy trophy, not really good to cuddle with. I don't think it would really work.
You don't say.
seems to be problematic. And I got to rip the Chicago Bears because I saw this and I was like, this can't be true. But apparently it's true. The Chicago Bears had a news conference to announce their plans to build a new stadium, a dome in Chicago right on the lakefront. And the Bears brought out a pastor to pray for the new stadium. The pastor praying so the Bears can take over $2 billion of taxpayer money to build a stadium, which is not really needed. Right? Would your life change in amazing ways?
That's huge!
I will be huge, but would your life change? I got family in Chicago. My family in Chicago actually lives close to the racetrack, which they were going to build the stadium. So they were all excited. They're like, oh, this would be great. The Bears will be right out in the suburbs. The Bears will be right there. But it appears they're going to, if they get the money, here's the problem. The Bears want $2.3 billion of Yefimi and Eugene and all these guys' money, our guys in Chicago. But then you got the White Sox who say, what about us? We need $2 billion. So that's over $4 billion to build a baseball stadium for a rat-infested baseball team and a football team that hasn't had a good quarterback since Sid Luckman. So that's what you got. That's Chicago sports right there. We've got Mallard of the third degree. Here's the Insta trivia. And this one is dedicated to Fergie, Ferg Dog. This is the second time that Mike Trout has had 10 or more home runs and 5 or more stolen bases in his team's first 25 games of a season. He also did it back in 2018. He joins blank as the only players since 1900 in professional baseball to do so twice over the first 25 games of a season. That is the Insta trivia. The answer next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
If you're a satisfied listener to the Ben Maller Show, we invite you to help promote our mom and pop program. Word of mouth advertising is the most effective of them all. Tell your friends and coworkers about our show and drop us a mention on your favorite social media networks. You are our loudspeaker to help us spread the teachings of the Maller Militia Disciples to young and old. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Time now for the Insta Trivia. You're going to have Maller to the third degree. Here's the Insta Trivia dedicated to Fergie. Ferg Dog, this is the second time Mike Trout has had 10 or more, he's a listener, 10 or more home runs, 5 or more stolen bases in his team's first 25 games of the season. He did it back in 2018. He joins blank as the only player since 1900 to do that twice. And by the way, the Insta trivia made possible by this. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com. That's safetyrunsfirst.com. Let's see, does anyone know the answer? 00 Mexican says, hollering James takes enough pills and energy drinks to kill a horse, but not with our people over there at the horse racing board. Todd, still dashing in Iowa, says Danny Ainge. King Roy going with the blue Power Ranger. Shane in Des Moines says Bobby Valentine. Bobby Bonds from Johnny Q. Thomas says the GOAT, Hamilton Porter. Terry Sawchuck from Timmy Toledo. Steve Bye Bye Balboni is the answer from Perito. Who else do we have? Page down. Mad Jack says Reggie Bush's Peanuts. Who else do we have? Frank Home Run Baker from Mason, listener Mason in Huntington Beach. Who else? I-40 Ian also went with that. That's random. Ricky B. Ricky Henderson from Wally in Florida. Tim Rock Reigns, guest by Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. 00 Mexican went with Willie McGee. Shoeless Joe Jackson from our friend in Lionel Lakes, Andy. Alf, the alien opiner, the iconic Herb Washington, his answer. Do you have an answer, Eddie?
Yes, it's our old buddy Edwin Encarnacion.
No, it is Mr. October, Eddie, Reggie Jackson. The only one to do it, Reggie Jackson.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
Kubaloo.
Jaden Daniels said in a recent interview that he wants to surpass Michael Vick and Lamar Jackson as the best running quarterback of all time. Ben, do you see that potential in Daniels?
Well, I like the high expectations, the high, setting the bar high. I did enjoy watching Jaden Daniels play at LSU. He looks way too skinny. They got to fatten him up, man. I'm gonna go no. I think he'll be okay. I don't see him surpassing. Lamar Jackson's already won two MVPs. I don't see him doing that. Next.
An NFL writer made an interesting prediction this week when he said that Bo Nix will get drafted ahead of J.J. McCarthy. Ben, are you buying that prediction?
Well, not based on everything I've read. I know it's lying season, but they have been sucking the toes of J.J. McCarthy, and they've been ripping Bo Nix. So we'll find out if that was a big, fat lie. But Bo Nix apparently sucked at his pro day. People are down on him. But you know, he's going to be drafted in the first couple of rounds. I don't think he'll be. I'm going to go no. McCarthy gets drafted ahead of him. So I'm on the record. There you go. J.J., 8 passes a week for Michigan, gets drafted ahead. Next!
Victor Wembanyama recently told a French newspaper that he has only reached 15% of the player that he will be at his prime. Ben, do you think we've only seen a small fraction of what Wemby will be?
Well, what do they say about stats? You know, stats, and then, you know, lies. I mean, how does he know 15%? How does he know it's not 17%? Or he looks amazing. Like, he sucked at the beginning of the year, and then he got control over his game. And, this guy's going to be dominating for the next 20 years. How did we do?
You passed this edition.
That is a win. I got the win. Put it on the board. Cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.